Think about what this means for your work, your social life, your school life, your volunteer work, and anything else you're involved in. How can you use the things, the people, the relationships to love God and love others? This last week, I took a journey looking back on my life, good times, bad times. And if I acknowledged that everything I was involved in, the times I was trying to be faithful, the times I failed miserably, God was present. I'm thankful for His grace. I'm thankful for His mercy. I'm thankful for His forgiveness. Now, I know some people view this as oppressive, in that they can't get away from God. But why would you want to get away from God? Why would you want to avoid God? It is God who gives life. It is God who created you with a unique combination of skills and talents for a specific purpose. It is God who promises forgiveness when we fall short. It is God who promises eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. Don't you want the people around you, family, friends, co-workers, to join you in God in heaven? Better still, God the Holy Spirit is there to guide you, to walk with you daily on your journey, to help you, to love you wherever you are. When we view everything as sacred, you see everything as a gift from God, something to be used for His purposes. You begin to think about and explore, how can I use this moment, this opportunity, these things I have, not to make me richer or to avoid doing things or to benefit myself, but to love God and to love all those I'm encountering. When Jesus said, give to Caesar what is Caesar and to God what is God's, He was saying, give everything to God. Everything is sacred. And why? Romans 8:28 tells us, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This week, in the busyness of your life, slow down and take time to see everything as sacred to be used to love God and love others. Slow down and take a moment and recognize. Live your life knowing God is walking with you. He's with you on your journey. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.